two things control what you think about every moment, what you feel, what you do, what you wear, what you drive, what you say to people, how you react to injustice. And those two things are your beliefs and your values. That's it. I realize that everything we do to avoid pain or to gain pleasure, but two people can look at the same event. One person thinks it's pleasurable, one thinks it's painful. The difference is beliefs and values. What it is you believe about it, what you value in a situation, makes you make different decisions than other people. And your decisions are what really shape your destiny more than anything else, more than the environment. It's not the conditions, it's the decisions that really shape you most, okay? So I'd like to give you an example. First, let's define what values are. You might want to jot this someplace in your notes. Values are really the emotional states that you and I believe are most important. Values are the emotional states that you believe are most important for you to either feel or to avoid. Now, if you value something and you want more of it, it's probably because you link to it a large level of what? Pleasure. If you value something, that is, you think it's important to avoid, it's probably because you think it leads to a lot of what? Pain. Okay? So you have two types of values, basically. You have those emotions you want more of. Think of them as twin targets. They're guiding all your decision-making, basically. Okay? One target is the things you're trying to move towards, right? Those things you want. And the other target are things you're trying to move away from, you're trying to avoid. And every day you're making decisions, you're trying to decide, how can I get what I want and avoid what I don't want? Now, what's interesting is we all have different emotions that fit these categories. So on the towards list, for example, tell me if you would, just out loud, yell out some emotions you'd like to experience a lot more of. Okay, success, love, passion, security, adventure, peace, joy, freedom. Okay, we'll stop there. So I got success, love, passion, security, adventure, peace, and freedom. Now, how many of you value all of these states, meaning they're all important to you as a person? Let me see your hands. Say I. But do you value them equally? No. That's why you will make a decision differently than the person sitting right next to you, even if they're like a good friend. Because we all have a different level of intensity of value based upon the way we've lived, the way we've been brought up. So which one of these is number one for you out of this list? Which do you value most? Success, love, passion, security, adventure, peace, or freedom? Okay, now, let's take an example. Let's say you got a person whose number one value is, let's say, adventure, and sitting next to them is a person whose number one value is security. Are these two people going to make decisions the same way, yes or no? No. Are these two people going to want to work in the same kind of environment? Are they going to want to live in the same kind of environment? Are they going to want to drive the same kind of car? Are they going to want to go on the same kind of vacation? Not even close. Not even close. Because your values determine your direction. It's the most important thing to understand. They determine direction. So these are radically different directions. Radically different. What if these people are married? Does it happen? Yes or no? Sure it does. You know why? Because when you meet somebody and you're attracted to them, you go, first, before I get attracted, let me find out what your values list is and the order and hierarchy of them so I'm clear. Is that what you do? No, you get totally attracted, you fall head over heels, and then you wake up one morning and go, who's this? How could you possibly think that way? That's insane, right? Because you fell in love with the package, you didn't know exactly what their value structures were, right? So this is the kind of thing that happens. What's more difficult even is when this is within you. See, what if a person's number one value in life is security? And I say to you, let's go skydiving. They're going to do it, yes or no? No. Unless they believe skydiving is totally secure, that's where beliefs come in. See, you have values and you have beliefs about what has to happen to meet that value. How many follow that? Like rules, if you will, or beliefs about what's likely to happen. Like if you go skydiving, you're gonna get killed. Well, if that's your belief and your number one value is security, no way. If you think skydiving is the most fun, exciting thing in the world and your number one value is adventure, you're there. How many fall? Okay? So this kind of tells you how that works. Now, we also have a list of emotions we're trying to avoid. Tell me some of the emotions you'd like to avoid feeling. Anger. Guilt. rejection, feeling like a failure, feeling depressed, feeling alone. Notice how quick you guys were to make this list. That didn't take any time at all for you guys to come up with this list. People are much more associated with what they don't want than to what they do want. Now, out of this list, feeling angry, guilty, feeling rejected, feeling like a failure, feeling depressed, or feeling alone, how many of you would like to avoid all of these emotions if you could? Say I. But are they all equally important to avoid, or some more painful to you than others? So some you'll work harder to avoid than others. You're more motivated to avoid than others. So which one on this list would you work the hardest to avoid having to feel? Anger, guilt, rejection, failure, depression, or feeling alone or lonely? What happens though, let's take an example here. What happens if you got a person whose number one value in life is they want to be successful, and the emotion they want to avoid against everything else in life is they don't ever want to be rejected? Anybody see a bit of a challenge here? You better believe it. What's the problem? In order to be successful, at least in cultural terms, must you risk rejection, yes or no? Yes. Absolutely. Now here's the kicker. People do more to avoid what? Pain than they'll ever do to gain. So if these are equal, like one's the top of your towards list, one's the top of your away from list, you'll do more of an avoid this. So here's what you'll do. You'll work hard to succeed, you'll take 3 steps forward, and then as you do, you go, oh my God, I could get rejected. And you'll take 4 steps back. And then you'll call that self-sabotage. You're not sabotaging, you're simply following the rules that you've set up for your brain. It's just executing what you set up. Like for example, when you become more successful, as you succeed, you have to risk rejection to succeed, right? Once you succeed, your chances of rejection increase or decrease with success? Increase geometrically. Why? Because when you succeed, many people look at you and that reminds them of what they've not done. And so in order to feel significant, they make you wrong. Like you must have done something or taken advantage or you're not honest or you're not whatever. Because if you're honest and good and everything else and you succeeded, then why didn't they, is what they say to themselves. Now you may not judge them at all. You may think they're the greatest person in the world. They judge themselves. So they have to tear you down so they can still feel significant. So when you succeed, people don't even know you, never met you, will judge you. And have very strong opinions about you. Never spoken to you, know nothing about you whatsoever. It's all their fear coming out. So the bottom line is, when you got this, this person will what you call sabotage, what I would call follow instructions, right? So how many of you found yourself taking 2 steps forward and 3 steps back at times? Let me see your hand, say I. Then I guarantee you have values that are in conflict. And unless you resolve these, you will continue to have this problem. You must solve this. Whether you feel successful or not is based on your beliefs about what has to happen to succeed. Are you capable of succeeding? What is success, right? So even if you have it up here, your beliefs still play a huge role in whether you feel it or not. Same thing with rejection. To be rejected, you have to have some rule that says, when this and this and this happens, then I feel rejected. Like for example, how do you know when it's time to feel bad? How do you know? Someone said you subconsciously tell yourself, yeah, you have, not values, the values are the emotions you're after. The beliefs tell you when it's time to feel good or feel bad. So some people think they should feel bad when they should feel good. It's because they got some weird belief, right? So the beliefs really determine when you feel pain and when you feel pleasure. The values determine the direction of your life.